Wayne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I have you on speakerphone, and Alan Rogers and Ken Davis are at the board table.
Okay.
How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm good, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Permit 2567, engine 568 in the area as well.
We'll start in just a few seconds here.
Okay.
Okay, I have 1800 hours, 6 p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order, Tuesday, December 12th, 2023. If you could all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Quick roll call. Make sure we have a quorum. Ken Davis.
Here.
Dwayne Hill. Dwayne?
Here.
Can you
here.
Hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. Alan Rogers here, so we do have a quorum. And Chief, welcome to you as well. Dwayne is not feeling well, so with the other board members' permission, like to move the agenda item 10B up to the first part of the agenda so we can get that one taken care of and bring the other board members on board. And then if Dwayne needs to leave at any time, if you're not feeling up to the rest of the meeting, we could have you leave after that and still maintain a quorum. Are you guys okay with that?
Yes.
You okay with that, Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay. So item 10B, under old business, discussion of possible action, replacement of the open board member positions. We had two openings, and we had two candidates apply for that, Lloyd Stone and Rob Million. They're both here tonight. We have spoken to them, and I would entertain a motion to approve those two gentlemen for the two open board positions.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 3-0. Chief, would you like to bring them up and swear them in?
So, you two gentlemen, come forward, please.
Got to grab my glasses.
All right. If you raise your right hand for me, please, and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Rob Million.
I, Lloyd Stone.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
Bear true faith and allegiance.
Bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same, defending them against all enemies.
The same defending against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will faithfully and partially discharge the duties.
I will faithfully and
impartially
partially discharge the duties.
I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
Of the office of the governing board members.
The office of the governing board members.
Of the office of the governing board members.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome aboard. Thank you. Thank you. Rob, do you have a seat there? Or you can have one here.
Welcome aboard, gentlemen. All right. Can you still hear me, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda, item 5, Fire Chief's Report.
So behind the tab, you'll see the fire chief's report. I'll just highlight a couple things going forward out of the whole report. Currently, manpower is still at 100%. Number 4, training for the month of December is on the EMS drill is still adult respiratory training, especially with the amount of calls we're having. And then the fire drills is first attack line evolutions. Dropping down to number 12 under community services during the month of November, December so far of 2023. We've assisted 61 citizens with smoke detector challenges, batteries, and home safety repairs. Again, assistance was for residents that not able to perform the duties and work on their own. Number 17, on the 1st of December, we hosted the annual Santa Flying event with over 500 children that participated. And number 18, the fire drill was conducted for ACES for the month of November. And then on the second page, number 23, on the 2nd of December, we attended a Casa Grande Electric Light Parade and received second place for our float in public safety under the Gene Lehman Award. And number 24, on the 3rd of November, we hosted a community town hall meeting with Representative Jeff McClure, County Recorder Dana Lewis, and County Attorney Kent Volkmer. And myself, we did a town hall meeting with about 60 people participating. And that is the Fire Chief's report for the month. On the next page, you'll see the amount of calls for the staff reports, total of 315 calls for the month. Of those, we wrote 169 reports, 3 incident type for fires, 116 for medical calls, 1 for a flammable liquid, 35 for the incident categories of other, 8 for canceled en route, and 6 for a total of 169 calls for those. On the next page, you'll see of the 315 calls, 310 were in district with a median response time of 3.78 minutes for a median response time category of 4. And we had 5 out-of-district calls to Brookside Farms with the average response time of 4.80 minutes off of a 5-minute, 4-minute fractile response time. And in the next page, you'll see the breakdowns for total calls. Our continuing sweet spot is still at 4 to 5 minutes with 148 calls. The 3 to 4 minutes at 58 calls. 5 to 6 at 34. And then the 2 to 3 at 22, followed by 1 to 2 at 19. You'll see there's 2 over the fractile response time. These were the staging calls for psychological calls where we had to wait for the sheriff to clear the calls out. And that is the chiefs and staff reports for the month of November for the December meeting.
All right, thank you, Chief. Mm-hmm. Do I have a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
For this I'll make a motion to accept.
Can I ask a question? Can we ask a question? I'm just asking. I think
we do it during a public call.
We do that during the call to the public. You can state your questions during call to the public.
Is there any way we can get a copy? Because, I mean, you expect us to remember everything you just said?
I don't think we expect anything. It's posted online. You can get a copy or just have to ask one. I'd be happy to get you one.
No, I'm talking about when people come to the meetings. I used to be involved in different meetings, and usually they have what they call minutes, or if you're going to make a report, you have the report so that people can follow you, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's too much to ask.
Oh, we're happy to make copies.
Thank you.
All right, did we have a, who made the motion?
The motion.
Board Member Davis made a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, I believe Dwayne made the second. Is that correct, Dwayne?
That's correct.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, do we have a staff report?
That's part of it.
That's part of it?
Yeah,
all right. Do we need to read that?
No, we're
good on that?
Yeah, I read both of them. So
okay. Thank you. Any correspondence for the month, Chief?
Just a lot of thank you cards for services and a lot of thank yous for the fly-in Santa events for the public service.
Very good. Okay, next on the consent agenda, does anybody need anything pulled out separately or do you want to approve that as is? Anybody have anything they want to pull separately?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as is?
I move.
May I ask what you're talking about?
It's the minutes for the month and the general fund, various things that have been approved during the month.
You don't furnish the minutes either?
The minutes are always listed online. They're listed
they
as
are?
Well. Yes.
I didn't see any last month. And I looked.
They're in there.
They're listed online.
It's in
a draft form?
Yeah, they have to be approved today, so then the draft will be taken off, but they're in draft form on the website.
Oh, I didn't see that. Is there a special category?
It says minutes on the side on the window.
Yeah, because I hit minutes and I didn't see anything. That's why I asked.
Somebody could show you how to get to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got to all this other stuff. That's why I'm surprised I missed that.
All right. Do we have a motion on the consent agenda? Board Member Million with the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Board Member Davis with a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. All right, next item is call to the public, sir.
Yeah.
Ron, we generally give 2 minutes. You're up, sir.
Yeah. Well, I didn't give these two guys a copy first.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm requesting this under the law that taxpayers are allowed to get this information. And if you want to know why, if you have a contract with somebody, the public should know it. How much you're paying. I'm not saying individually. I say fireman versus the chief. Chief's got a lot bigger contract than the firemen do. But I want names, but I want salaries, and I want to see what they were hired to do and what they are hired, you know, pay for. You understand what I'm saying? I want to know if we're paying their health insurance. I want to know about their 401ks. I want to know what this costs the taxpayers. Because you put out a budget, and I don't see anything at the end of the year what the final budget was. You put out the proposed budget, but at the final budget there is no balance. You got a balance from here, say you didn't spend all the money, ain't got nothing posted. Or if you overspend, you got nothing posted. All you do is have your budget in there. You got no balances. My other question is, who is the secretary of this board?
The secretary or the clerk?
Financial secretary. Who okays the checks? Who writes the checks? Anybody know?
We all do.
What do you mean you all do?
Like I said, everybody does. I think a lot of the information, if you come to my office, I can help you with. Anybody on the board is authorized by the county to sign a check. Those checks are cut by a warrant from the county. Any of the 5 board members can approve those checks. Some of your comments have not posted. We post it every month. You're just probably not seeing it in the right category. We do a reconciliation of the budget every month and every annual year. That's 2 minutes. But I'm happy to walk you through that information if you'd like to see it.
I never heard of somebody that allowed only 2 minutes either. Because I have full intention of getting answers for these.
Chief would be happy to sit down and meet with you on any of your questions at any time.
Yeah, wow. Is he gonna show me his contract?
It's a public document. Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Because that's what I want to know. What were you actually paying? Sure. He's on a salary.
Right. You can meet with him at any time. He has an.
There's a definition for salary.
Right. You can meet with him at any time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Under old business, letter A, discussion of possible action, the replacement of the CPA firm. Any updates on that, Chief?
We did. We had 2 because we don't have PSPRS or CON for an ambulance contract. They passed because we're not big enough. So in January, Shirley and I are going to go to the annual conference, and our hopes are we still have 2 that are outstanding out of the 5 we sent it to that we'll have a chance to sit on those 2 and then maybe some additional ones to get some additional bids as well. So we should have more information for that after the AFCA conference in January.
Okay. Appreciate the update. Any questions from the rest of the board?
Just because I'm new, I've been attending a couple of times. The Saunders, they're doing 1 more year?
No, that last year was they're done. They retired.
Okay,
so they had some long-term contracts. for 5 years, and they were like 3 years to some, four another, that they hired a party to do one more year for them. Eloy is a perfect example. They signed a five-year contract, like Chief Whittle told me, 3-4 years ago. So they have 1 year left, so they contracted out. Then they're done. But all the annual contracts in small districts like ourselves were done last year. So we're still searching for a new vendor.
Do we have a deadline for when we have to have this?
There's no deadline. It's just we just have to get it done by the beginning of the next fiscal year, which is July 1st. Okay. So,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the guy that does reports?
Yeah, they're the ones that do the audit. That's a yearly audit, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Who does your monthly or quarterly?
We have a staff person that does that, but I'd be happy to answer all these questions for you.
Yeah, because is he a qualified CPA?
They're a financial person that's oversaw by the county, yes. So,
any other questions on the term? Okay, under new business, 11A, holiday events, Chief.
So we covered some in the Chief's report. We had to fly in Santa where we had over 500 children. Like I said, we had the electric light parade the next day. We have three drive-around Santa events here. We're going to High Chaparral for a Santa event, Quail Run for a Santa event, and then we have about 120 dinners we're delivering on Christmas Day to shut-in seniors. So anybody wants to help with that, it's a very rewarding time as well to get the meals to the seniors. So,
thank everyone for helping out with that. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and the Rangers are a big part of that, so thank you as well.
Sure. We appreciate everybody doing that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the holiday events? Or? Mm-hmm. All right, next meeting date. The regular business meeting will be January 9th. And any items that you need to get to the chief prior to that, at January 2nd. Any problems that anybody have with those dates? Everybody good with that? You still with us, Dwayne?
Yeah.
You can hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right, any other questions? All right, next item is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Can I ask what happened with the two board members when they retired? They asked a question to be answered by the chief, and they never got an answer.
I have no idea.
It's about luncheons.
Yeah, we're way outside the public comment standpoint, so let's keep moving.
Oh.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion. Second.
Board Member Davis, Board
there
Member Million, second.
There was about that. That's why I asked.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
You don't feel you have to answer that?
5-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Dwayne, thank you for being here.
Good night.
Well, that's just why I thought I was working this thing.